You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Rujak. This weekend at the Comedy Spot, 30 of the funniest people from all over California will show off their best material at the 6th Annual Sacramento Stand-Up Comedy Competition. Competitors come from Los Angeles, San Diego, the Bay Area, and the Sacramento region, of course, and they are all competing for cash prizes and bragging rights. So joining us today is Brian Krall, the president of the Sacramento Comedy Foundation, with a preview of the festivities. Brian, it's great to see you again. Welcome.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you.
So let's talk about the format of this competition. Comedy and competition, you know, that's an interesting combination.
Yeah, there's these competitions all over the country. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we wanted to do as the Comedy Spot and then as the Sacramento Comedy Foundation is to really bring people to Sacramento and let people know that we have a really thriving comedy community here. So this was our event to try and pull people into Sacramento. It goes over 2 days. There's three preliminary rounds on Friday night. The best six of the comedians in those preliminary rounds go on to a finals round on Saturday.
So what kind of parameters or guidance are the judges given?
it's really important, too. We didn't want this to be a competition where, like, the audience voted. So if you brought a lot of friends and you were a local, you would automatically win.
Like yucking it up for you, right?
Yeah, right. So we established a rubric, and all of the comedians are judged from 1 to 10 based on stage presence, originality, and audience reaction. And we give them, all the judges, a form that really shows them how to score everybody. So it's fair all the way through. Mm-hmm. And we try to have a very diverse cross sample of people that are our judges so that it's really representative of a ton of different people.
A real audience, so to speak.
Exactly.
Okay, so what have you noticed in terms of patterns? There's a lot of different kinds of comedy from
sure.
observation to slapstick.
Right.
So what's working?
What's really crazy is over the last 5 years, we've had several different types of people win this competition. And I think what it boils down to is if you have a unique voice in this competition, if you are saying things that other people aren't saying, I think that that's how people win this competition. It's you're bringing a unique perspective that people have never heard before to the stage.
Do people just take a piece out of their best routine? How do they decide what to bring?
Oh, I think they bring it. They have 5 minutes in the preliminary round, and I think they bring their A game, I mean, their best material. And then they have 8 minutes in the finals round. So again, I think they're bringing their best 8 minutes to the stage.
And so does that best 8 minutes just come from maybe the last, all the shows they've done in the last year and what really just hit the audience every time?
Listen, comedians work their butts off, all right? Like, they go to open mics every single week. They are constantly refining their material. They are trying it out all the time, and they're writing, and they're trying to improve what they've written. And I think this is a great way for them to highlight all this hard work that they've been doing, and just to get some pats on the back, too, and maybe see what other people are bringing to the stage to see how they line up with other comedians.
Oh, boy, so much rejection in the comedy world.
It's so terrible. I'm a comedian, too, and let's face it, I've bombed just like everybody else. And it's tough, but yeah. You get back up and you try to do better each time.
Got to have a strong constitution.
Yes.
So tell me about some of the local performers that we should be keeping an eye on.
Yeah, so I have to mention this.
Okay.
Robert Berry is one of the hosts that go around and host a bunch of events here in Sacramento, and it's his birthday on Friday, and so I had to mention that.
Okay.
So look out for him. He's going to be hosting one of the shows. Alfonso, who was just in your last segment, is going to be hosting one of the shows. Such a great talent. I don't think people realize the scope of talent that we have in Sacramento. And, I started doing comedy here in 2001, and I can't believe the amount of really talented people that are coming out of Sacramento. And Alfonso is one of those. Shahira Hyatt is one of those. Melissa McGillicuddy, who's actually in the competition. Newcomer to the scene, Benton Harshaw, is in the competition, along with all these other folks from all around California.
All righty, so let's get to some of these performances that we're getting a little peek at. I'm talking with Brian Krall. He is from the Sacramento Comedy Foundation, and we're discussing the 6th annual stand-up competition this Friday and Saturday. It's upon us.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It's back.
Yeah, so let's talk about some of the performers.
Sure.
Who's up first?
We have Pauline Yasuda. She's from Los Angeles. She submitted, and I just loved her video. I couldn't wait to get into the competition. So I guess we brought a little clip of her.
So the baby daddy is actually super white. He's British. Yeah. Every time I tell ladies this, they're like, oh my gosh, that's so sexy, that accent. You must love listening to it all day, which I don't understand. Because all I hear from him are things like, why don't you clean out the garage, you dirty hoarder? It's like I'm living with an 18th century witch. It's crazy. And he's not a citizen. He actually has a green card. I'm a full-on citizen. But it's crazy because no one tells him anything but me. You know, the other day I'm walking down the street and some guy yells at me, hey, you! Go back to where you came from. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm trying, but the rent in Hollywood is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I loved her submission video. I'm really happy that she's coming to Sacramento. Super talented. And again, her comedy comes from a place of a unique perspective, you know, and when you bring that to the stage, that's something that nobody's ever heard before. So
who's next?
Okay. Melissa McGillicuddy. She's actually one of our local stand-up comedians. Super talented. One of the nicest people in town. Just side note, one of the nicest people in town. Yeah. So I'm really excited. She's in the competition this year.
But it's cool. We're at the Red Museum. Thank you so much, Red Museum, for letting us do our weird little show here. There are a lot of weird shows that happen at the Red Museum. I did one of them actually on Halloween. I did a comedy set here for a satanic ceremony. Now, I don't want to bore you guys with all the details. We've all been to satanic ceremonies. But this was actually my first one. And after I agreed to do it, the first question that came to my mind was, what am I gonna wear? Am I right?
Okay, let's keep moving. We want to get these
sure.
all in.
Yeah, next up is Benton Harshaw. He is another local stand-up. He is the youngest competitor. I think he's still 19 years old. But he has done a ton on the scene so far. So it'll be really interesting to watch him on stage this weekend.
It was even weird, like, not in the classroom, like, on the playground. Like, two kids are just like, my dad can beat up your dad. No, my dad can beat up your dad. And then I run in and I'm like, if one of your dads goes too far, you can hire my dad. Here's his card. I don't know, it's weird. I don't like the death penalty. I don't like it at all. Because it's, like, the only crime where the, like, crime is the same as the punishment. And they don't do that with any other crimes. Like, if you pirate a movie, they don't steal your baby photos. That doesn't happen at all. If you, like, jaywalk across the street, you don't see a cop going the other way, going like, see how it feels? Like, that doesn't happen. It doesn't happen at all.
Okay, yeah. Next.
Okay, and then also from Los Angeles, Sean Harmon, he's been in the competition before. I was really excited that he submitted again, and I've seen him grow over the last couple of years, so I'm, again, excited to have him back in the competition this weekend.
My dad's a yoga teacher, and when I was a kid, he'd teach classes to hippies who would pay him with bags of lemons from their tree, which is how I learned the phrase, when life hands you lemons, you wish you had a regular dad. That's... My ex-girlfriend was loaded, just came from a ton of money, and the hardest part about that was relating to her problems. I couldn't relate to any of her problems. One time she actually said this to me. She said, oh, my finance manager is being so annoying about my trust fund. And I was like, oh man, I've been there. One time a mouse chewed through my money sock.
Okay, let's get to the headliner for the finals competition.
Yeah, so Kairi Shabazz is a stand-up comedian that started here locally, has been working his butt off over the last, I mean, it has to be at least 10 years, and just recently won the stand-up NBC competition, and then was invited to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, which is amazing. It's every stand-up comedian's dream is to be on a show like that. And so he's going to be headlining the finals on Saturday night, 9 o'clock. And I think you have a clip from him from the Saturday Night Live?
I'm following my dreams. I don't recommend it. It's hard, man. I do comedy full-time, which means I have to get, like, part-time jobs. And mainly I like fast food restaurants. And I hate working at fast food restaurants because I feel like a monster, right? I feel like I'm harming the American public, right? I have to lie every time I serve food. I have to tell people, have a nice day, knowing they're going to have explosive diarrhea immediately after. It's the devil's work. And the only reason I can justify working at a fast food restaurant, it's the easiest job to get. It's so easy to get a fast food job, you could mess up your interview by being too professional. I learned that the hard way. I had an interview, and I handed the guy my resume. He got scared and jumped back like, whoa, hold on, man, what's that? I was like, it's my resume. He was like, oh, I thought you were serving me court papers, dog. I thought that was a subpoena. I've been Kyle Shabazz. You guys have been great. Thank you.
Oh, this is a great way to spend a little time here on Insight.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a great weekend. You get to see all these comedians who have worked so hard, and they finally get to come to a stage and show what they've been working on. And you can tell by all those clips, like they all come from different backgrounds. They all have a unique perspective. And it's going to be like that all weekend long.
That is Brian Krall. He is with the Sacramento Comedy Foundation. The Sacramento Stand-Up Comedy Competition is on Friday and Saturday night at the Sacramento Comedy Spot. Brian, thank you. It's been so much fun.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I'm so honored to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. You are listening to Insight on your NPR station, Capital Public Radio.
You might think you're so cool dancing like you're some fool. No one's brave enough to try. No one will go dance.
Thanks for joining us. We're back with another live show tomorrow.
No